Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 109 for Monday, September 2nd, 2019.
This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about, as always, the beer we're drinking, some crazy stuff going on in the food world this last week.
And if that's not crazy enough, this week's crazy news takes us all over the globe again. And we'll talk about a drug dealer, some sex pigs, a geriatric gangbang, a unique take on a wanted poster, a recluse, and a circus.
Man, you had me at the geriatric gangbang. How's everything going?
I'm off tomorrow, and I'm glad about that. It's work has been kicking my ass, been super busy, so I've got a nice four-day weekend. I still got to do a little bit of stuff in the morning, but hopefully I'll be able to shut everything down and enjoy it. How about you?
Well, I got a full day of work tomorrow.
Oh, that sucks.
But I'm off Monday and Tuesday. I took Tuesday off. It's the first day of school back for the kids. So,
oh, nice.
And it's Harrison's first day of kindergarten, so I figured, you know, I might as well be home for his first day.
Yeah.
Console Kelly, all that good stuff. So I do have a four-day weekend, but I'm one day behind yours.
Well, that's okay. That's a good day to take off. Our kids started already this week, so we're recording. I don't know. It's 29th. So they started on Monday, but yeah. Because of the way the holiday used to be, it used to be the kids didn't start until after Labor Day. There's an amusement park near here. They kind of it's called King's Dominion. It's in like Central Virginia, and they have, it's almost like the King's Dominion rule where kids get off on Friday so that they can spend what used to be their last weekend at King's Dominion doing all kind of shit at the amusement park. So they start earlier, but then they get a 4-day weekend really after only being in school for a couple of days doing absolutely nothing. But they
My kids start on Tuesday and they get a half a day the first day. I'm like, half a day. What do you think they're going to be? They deserve some time off. They get a half a day. So the good news is I'll be able to spend more time with my kids. But the bad news is, I'm not going to lie, I was thinking, God, it'll be kind of nice to take the kids to school I will take the kids to the bus stop while Kelly drives up to the school so she can stalk Harrison when he gets off the bus. But I'm like, it'd be nice because we'll have all day, just the two of us. And then realize, it's a half day. So we'll have a couple hours, but not much more than that. But anyway, enough of all this. It's making me want to drink some beer, so let's get right to it.
Hey, bartender, another beer!
Ready. I'm half done with mine already, but it's deceiving. It's deceiving because I got a bigger glass this time, so it didn't fill it up as much.
That'll do it.
A tulip glass, but I got the big stout glass because I had to pour it in there.
Funny is, at some point over the last week, I don't remember. Was it last weekend when Kelly and I were drinking?
Yes.
I forget when it was, but I ordered some snifters. So I have a nice set of four or six snifters upstairs. I'm like, because my Imperials, I'm like, I need a snifter to put, because that's where you're supposed to drink those out of.
Yeah.
And I didn't have one, but it's all right. I have the typical, whatever the fuck you want to call it, glass today for my porter. So anyway.
Well, I told you to order the untapped ones. Remember? You got mad at me, but. You know, ordering one that had a social network on it.
They were way more expensive, and they were the same thing. They just said untapped on them.
Friend of the show, untapped.
Yeah, well, they haven't. I feel like it's been a very much a one-way relationship with untapped so far. But anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, on to more important things, the beer that I'm drinking tonight. Now, I'm really good at just winging it when I don't have words to read on the screen. Even when there's words to read on the screen, I'm not all that great at it. But nonetheless, I have a beer, and the website doesn't say a whole bunch. So I'm just going to say it. I'm going to talk real quick, and then we'll move on. So what I have, it's from a new brewery called Elk Brewing. They're out of Comstock Park, Michigan.
Oh,
little tidbit for you. What other large breweries based out of Comstock Park?
Comstock, is that it's on the tip of my tongue. It's not the usual. It's not Founders, and it's not Bell's, and it's not.
Are you sure it's not Bell's?
Is it? I'm not sure. It's a different name that I'm thinking about, though. I'll look up.
I feel like they probably have multiple. but I believe Bell's is based out of Comstock, Michigan. Huh. I think there's more too that are based out of Comstock, but you know, there's a lot of breweries, a lot of good breweries over on that side of the state. But anyway, so yeah, let's move on to that. I'm just trying to expand on the discussion here because there's not a whole lot for me to say. But anyway, it's Elk Brewing based out of, now here it says Grand Rapids.
Why are you gonna fuck with me? It's false information.
But it says here Grand, okay. So let me tell you. They're based out of Grand Rapids and Comstock. So I don't know which one to go with. They're both listed on the can. But anyway, if you're wondering what beer I'm actually drinking from.
I've been wondering for a few minutes now.
Is the PB Porter.
Oh,
PB for peanut butter. Roasty malts with peanutty currants and chocolate ripples.
Oh, ripples.
Their website says that is a thick, rich, malty, dark, roasty coffee. If any of these sound good to you, you found the right section of the menu. Oh, that's just talking about their stouts and porters in general. But they're in the description says the same thing as it's on the fucking can. But anyway, it is 7.2 alcohol by volume. It's a porter, nice and dark. Pours really thick head when I originally poured it out of the glass. Still a little bit of a film left on the as I swirl my glass around here, and I can definitely smell peanut butter and chocolate. So some nice aromas coming off of it. I took a sip a minute ago. Let me try another one.
You're gonna be mad when you realize what brewery I was thinking of that I thought was in Comstock, but really isn't.
We'll find out in a minute. Let me talk about my fucking beer first.
Oh, I'll wait my turn.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I usually wait your turn. So, anyway, it's really good. I mean, there's a definitely a peanutty currant. I guess is what they call that on the can. Definite peanut presence in the beer. Some chocolate there. I get a little bit of coffee. So strong aromas, pretty strong taste. Good porter. I rate it 3 3/4 on Untappd just because, you know, it's what I would expect from a PB porter. It's good. It's a solid. I got a 6-pack of cans, 12-ounce can. So I have plenty more to drink. And it's a nice solid porter, especially going into the fall and the cold season. You know, when those darker beers get a little bit more attractive, I think, than they do during the summer. This is a nice solid one. If you like the peanutty, if you like peanut butter and you like chocolate, who doesn't? Not a terrible beer to try. I don't think I could drink more than one or two at the most in one sitting, though, because it is more of a desserty type of beer.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I need to like balance it out with something else. But after a meal, especially, nice solid brew from Elk, Michigan. We've never had from Elk Brewery. We've never had Elk Brewing on the show.
No, so we
haven't. This is a first from the two Bobs at Elk Brewing. PB Porter.
PB Porter. I was thinking of New Holland.
Oh yeah, that's definitely not. That's from.
That's not in Comstock.
Nope, they're not in Comstock. And the can's kind of cool. I wasn't done talking yet.
Oh,
bullshit!
It's a peanut. It's a peanut with a face, and he's sitting in the shell. So the actual peanut sitting is using the shell as somewhat of like a boat or a kayak, and he's just rowing down what appears to be a lake of a river of chocolate.
Well, I'm glad you didn't say lakes. There's no lakes up there in Michigan, Rob. I don't know.
No.
None of them are great.
How to get to them. No, we actually have the worst lakes. We have
the state is called the subpar lake state.
Yeah. No, it's terrible, Robert. I have to drive probably 10 minutes to get to a large body of water.
Well, that's good. So it's not a lot convenient.
No, I'm 2 blocks from a river, though, so I guess that helps. Oh, man, good. Southern Tier this week, huh?
Yeah, going back to our friends at Southern Tier, we've had a lot from them, and I will tell you that at the end. But this week, I've got the Southern Tier Blackwater Series Nitro Chocolate Milkshake Imperial Milk Stout. And if you can think of the acronym for that, you're a better man than me, but there's a lot of words there. And I was very excited to see this. I went over to Norm's today knowing we were recording tonight, and I was kind of you know, run out of stuff to pick out at our local shop. So went over there and grabbed a few things, and I even grabbed the nut brown that you had last week. They had some of that, so I grabbed a 4-pack of that.
The underground mountain brown,
right? I was gonna say backdoor nice. Mountain brown, but I know that wasn't right. So I'm gonna tell you about this one, and it is again the chocolate milkshake. Is the Blackwater series has unleashed Nitro for the next level drinking experience. The new flavored chocolate milkshake offers cascading creamy richness with notes of milk chocolate, vanilla, and a touch of Himalayan sea salt. And I'll let you know that milk chocolate and vanilla was two separate things, even though I read it as one. Each Southern Tier Nitro can uses integrated technology to release the nitrogen when opened. And it did scare me, because after last week almost spilling on my second wireless Apple keyboard, I heard the pop when I opened it, and it did startle me a little bit. But the Nitro instantly activates a smooth mouthfeel and thicker, creamier head for a decadent experience. Note, 12-ounce cans contain 9.6 ounces of liquid due to the integrated Nitro technology. And I told you that it seemed like there was less in here, and I thought it was because I was using the bigger glass, but there's almost two and a half ounces missing.
So I'm really interested. So I'm sorry to hear that, but
I got to go up and get a third one.
Something different about the can? Is this a standard can, right?
It does feel like a standard can, but it felt strange. At first, honestly, when I picked it up, I thought it might be empty because it didn't really have, obviously it had less liquid in it, but it felt strange. And I thought, well, maybe it leaked, and I turned it upside down and I was checking. It just felt weird. But then once I popped it, it had this really pretty strong hiss of air that came out when I cracked it, and I just poured it like a regular Nitro, and it doesn't feel like there's anything, and there's nothing loose in there. Like there's sometimes the
weird Guinness. Yeah, well, because it seems like it releases and infuses the nitrogen when you open the can. So I was almost wondering if there's like some sort of
I'm gonna shine the light in there
contraption inside of this can, or is it just a regular ass can? You can't call it a technology.
There is something in the bottom.
Is there?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah. It's like one of those little hand buzzers, kind of like in the bottom.
See?
That's weird. But I don't know how it releases it. It's not like it's connected to the pop top.
I feel like there needs to be more information about it on the website. I'm very interested in seeing how they did this. But what I'm really interested in actually is how this tastes, because I like nitros, and one of the things I like about nitros is it's a smoother pour. And combining that with something called a chocolate milkshake, I would feel like you'd get a really good hit of the lactose in there, I would think, and a nice smooth finish. So, what do you think about it?
Well, the side says color black, body is creamy and heavy. Bitterness is low to moderate, made with lactose sugar. The chocolate is very prevalent, as you would expect from anything called a chocolate milkshake. Vanilla is fairly slight, so it's not, which I would expect from this again. I don't really taste any of the sea salt, but maybe it's just there to kind of enhance the flavor. I love it. I rated it a 4.5 on Untappd. Dang. I only got 4 cans, and I thought I was getting 4 times whatever it is, 12, but that's not. So I'm going to really enjoy these. I did bring 2 down here, and I wish I had brought the rest. That's how good it is. So if you get a chance to find some, I'm sure you can get some up there. Southern Tier Blackwater Series Nitro Chocolate Milkshake Imperial Stout.
That sounds good. And actually, I'm excited because this beer is at Napa Valley at 15 a Mound in Sterling Heights. I don't know if you've been there. But I haven't been there.
Isn't that Michigan? Maybe not.
I don't think so.
Alexa, where's Southern Tier Brewing?
I found a Bavarian Brothers Brewing.
That's stupid.
It is 66.6 miles away on Shepherd Grade Road in Shepherdstown.
Oh.
It is open until tonight at 10 p.m.
Okay.
I don't know if you can get there in time.
No. They're Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, it says. So.
Yeah, so, but, so not but anyway, so the good news is I can get it, and I haven't been to Napa Valley in a long time, but I always enjoy going to Napa Valley at 15 a Mound, Sterling Heights when the opportunity presents itself, because they just have such an extraordinary selection of beer there. So I'll have to hit it up soon so I can get one of these.
Well, you know what goes good with beer, and that's food, Rob. And this has been a big food week if you've been following any of the news. Two major news stories about food this week.
Crazy stuff going on in the world of food.
Crazy, crazy shit. Yeah, the first one is, and you sent me this, and I didn't know about it that much. And I've actually seen it on TV, too, but the article says, we're not going to go through the article, but the controversial quesadilla pizza recipe that is making people very upset. They don't think you can really make a pizza out of a quesadilla, but I look at it and I say it looks delicious.
Well, it's like, you know, if you get like a pizza sub, right?
Yeah.
You know it's not actually pizza,
right?
But it's a sub that has some of the basic ingredients that is included in a pizza.
Yeah.
So it still tastes really good. So I look at this and I say, you know, it's a pizza quesadilla, right? It's a pizzadilla. So it is a quesadilla, but right. I mean, you know,
deep
I
fried.
Feel like, yeah, deep fried. And I feel like you, when you add the ingredients commonly found in pizza to a quesadilla, like it's got to be good.
Yeah. It's got to be fantastic. It's one of those deep dish. You got Chicago Uno's up there. The Uno's pizzeria.
We do,
yeah. Okay. So it's like their big thick ass thing. It's like 3 inches thick pizza, but this has got a quesadilla for a crust.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I wonder if there's something you can make at home. I mean,
I want a Chicago pizza so bad.
Well, you can order those.
The Giordano's pizzas?
Yeah, tasteofchicago.com. We've talked about this.
Yeah, that's right. It's been a while, though.
Yeah. I think Taste of Chicago.
Or just, I could just go to Chicago.
You could just go to Chicago. Yeah, probably could.
I'm a little bit closer to Chicago than you are.
Do you think they have any Popeyes in Chicago?
Yeah, I can only hope so, but it doesn't matter because they don't have any fucking chicken sandwiches.
The world is the country is in outrage, Rob. And I love Popeyes. I love spicy Popeyes, but I will not go. As much as I want to try this sandwich, I will not go because I don't want to be disappointed. And I don't want to wait an hour in line for a sandwich. I'll go to Chick-fil-A and wait for half an hour because there's always crammed in there. But I will not wait for an hour for Popeyes, no matter how good it is.
Well, this is a guy in Tennessee. He sued Popeye's Chicken over wasted time because they didn't have any chicken sandwiches.
He's probably a lawyer. Those people are evil.
He's made repeated trips, apparently, only find out they were out of their new crispy chicken sandwich. So if you all know...
Need to order ahead. You need to order online.
If you don't know, Popeye's recently decided to take their chicken and put some fucking bread around it. And everybody's lost their shit about Popeye's putting bread, a bun around their chicken and making it into a sandwich. Apparently,
Popeye's is fantastic. It's the best chicken out there, even though it's not rated the best chicken. People think it's like the fifth in chicken line, but it's not. It's great. And it's KFC should be out of business. It should all be Popeye's. That's it. That's the end of the story.
Listen, we have a Popeye's near us. Yeah. I haven't been there to check and see if they have any chicken sandwiches. They're probably out, though. But I don't know. I'm never going to wait an hour for a chicken sandwich, though. And this is the thing. You could... Yes, it may be not. Maybe it's not as good, but you know, KFC across street, they're just staring out the window, waiting for somebody to drive up through their drive-thru so they can sell you a chicken sandwich or Chick-fil-A. Even maybe you got to wait 10-15 minutes for a Chick-fil-A, but they're gonna have sandwiches and they have really good chicken sandwiches.
They
do. You know, I'm never gonna wait that it. Unless it's a really nice like sit-down restaurant, you're not gonna find me waiting an hour for food.
Now, you know, people are also trying to sell them online, too. Or if they go in there and they get a couple, they're posting on Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, all those things, even eBay, that you can come and meet them for sandwiches. And I've seen them as much as $5,000 online. I don't know that anybody's buying it, but it's got to be good for $5,000.
I would think so. Either that or people just don't know how to fucking...
I don't think they sold it. You know, it's like supply and demand.
Is it so? Let me ask you: the Popeye's chicken sandwich, is this a temporary thing, or is this something that they've added to their menu?
I do not know the answer to that, but I would hope it's something that they added to their menu so that people can actually get one at some point. Let the hubbub die. It's like all the toys at Christmas that you can't get. Right, the uproar dies down and people stop looking for it, and you can walk in there. The Nintendo. The little baby Nintendos that had all the old school classic games on there, you couldn't buy it. You could go in line, you could wait, and you wouldn't even have a chance to get one because people were always there 5 hours earlier than you. You could buy it for 2, 3, 4 times as much on eBay, But you wait till after Christmas and all of a sudden they're piled up high.
You just wait. Yeah. I mean, I've gone this long.
Eat something else.
I've gone 37 years without a Popeye's chicken sandwich. I feel like if I have to wait a few more months for everything to calm down a little bit so I can just run through the drive through real quick, like I feel like that would be okay.
You eat a pizzadilla while you wait.
Apparently you can't. You can't actually buy a pizzadilla anywhere, though. You got to make it.
I have a feeling somebody will try it.
They should. They should.
And
they
put that. Cheese in the crust. Somebody can come up with a pizzadilla. Well, they
don't put pepperoni. You put pepperoni on my pizzadilla, I'll fucking kill you.
Pineapple, but no pepperoni. I'm going to open this other.
What did I say?
You said pepperoni, and I knew
You have to put pepperoni on it.
I knew you goofed up.
Damn it. Pineapple. That's what I meant. I meant to say pineapple.
I'm going to open this can, Rob, and see if we can hear it. Pretty wild.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah,
that's pretty great. And you hear it. That was really loud. That was louder.
No, you. I mean, really, just the whole experience of opening that is just,
that's good,
man. I mean, too bad you can't fill your glass, but, you know.
I'm going to sue. And while I'm suing, I'm going to eat a Popeye's sandwich.
They should just put them in, like, tall boy cans or something like that. At least you can feel you're getting a full glass.
Yeah, get it. Yeah, I'm going to write a letter. If it wasn't Southern Tier, I'd be bad, but they make a damn good beer.
Well, there you go.
Oh, well. Crazy news.
Yeah,
that was crazy enough about the suing, but I think we got even more crazy shit to share with everybody.
Real, real hard-hitting shit now.
Always.
Strap on your knickers, folks.
I found myself extremely hungry right now, and I don't think anything I have in the house is going to do it.
Must be the story that's coming up here, which takes us to South Carolina, where a man was forced to streak over over $350 narcotics debt.
Oh, my God!
Exactly. South Carolina,
that's what everybody
man,
said when they saw his ass.
He told cops he was forced to walk around naked by his drug dealer. As punishment for an unpaid narcotics tab, according to an incident report, around 7:30 p.m. Saturday. And this is, the story is dated from August 26th. So this happened Saturdays before that. A Myrtle Beach, damn it. Myrtle Beach Police Department officer, it's probably happened right in front of my in-laws condo, flagged down by a witness in reference to a male walking down the road naked. In short order, the patrolman encountered David Shepard, spelled differently, 42, in the altogether.
Yeah, there's a few weird things in some of these stories where they don't quite make sense. I saw the other one. I think it made it into the short, show, but
so many commas. In short order, the patrolman encountered David Shepard, 42, in the altogether. I don't know what's an altogether. Shepard, pictured above, explained that he owed his drug dealer about $350 and that the pusher told him he needed to be embarrassed. So Shepard continued. The dealer confronted him at his residence and presented a firearm in front of him. The suspect then told the victim that he had to strip down naked and walk up and down a nearby street. Shepard said as he walked nude, the dealer followed him in a red SUV. The suspect, however, left the area before police arrived. Although the dealer was armed, Shepard claimed that the suspect did not threaten him and that the suspect told him he needed to embarrass the victim. The incident report describes the suspect, as a 25-year-old black male. Shepard, who declined to identify the drug dealer, told cops that he did not want police involvement and did not want to pursue charges. As you know, the adage, snitches get to walk the street naked. Yep. Shepard was not charged for his naked stroll. Fittingly, a cop reported that he was notifying a Sergeant Clothier about the incident. I don't know what that means. According to court records, Shepard is a registered sex offender due to an aggravated rape conviction in Massachusetts when he was 17. Upon moving to South Carolina, Shepard failed to register as a sex offender, which resulted in a federal conviction and a 41-month prison sentence. Shepard subsequently had his probation revoked due to his possession and or use of heroin and crack cocaine.
Huh.
Two pages.
Yeah.
Well, look at that. Amazing.
So it seems like he's working on improving his life then while he's down there at the beach.
Clearly he was reformed.
He's staying out of trouble.
Oh, boy. Yeah, he's staying out. How did he get... So he's a convicted sex offender who's been...
Right.
Who spent 41 months in jail.
Right.
And then had his probation revoked. And they let him off after he was walking up and down the street naked.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, figured he was no harm to anybody but himself.
I don't know, man.
No.
I don't know if that's true at all.
No.
I don't know. I feel like I'd be mentally harmed if I just saw a guy strolling up and down naked.
I mean, last time I'd go to Myrtle Beach.
I was at the beach with my kids. And not to mention we're in Myrtle Beach at least once a year, if not more.
Yeah.
Well, son of a bitch.
Well, especially if you're with the kids. But imagine you're out there somewhere in Sweden and you're just walking around.
Auschwitz.
Right. You've got the trauma of seeing a naked man walking down the street when you're at the beach. So you figure, you know what? I'm going to go somewhere safe. I'm going to go overseas. I'm going to go to Europe. And what better place that has absolutely no crime, nothing to see here but Sweden. So you go there. You're walking around playing Pokemon. Okay. And I like that the title of this story has a lot going for it. It's Sex Pigs Halt Traffic After a Laser Attack on Pokemon Teens.
Holy.
That's
a loaded title right there.
Loaded title. If that wasn't confusing enough, Tiny, and I don't know the pronunciation of this, but Insjön in central Sweden isn't known for pig mask wearing couples shooting lasers at Pokemon hunters before having sex by a water wheel, but that could be about to change.
Wow.
Friday night. Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Might be the
first
time that's ever happened in the world.
Probably. It was Friday night in the village of 2,000 souls. When teenage siblings wandered about with their smartphones to play Pokemon Go. But instead of finding Pikachu or Squirtle, I have a feeling they did actually find Squirtle. They just chose not to look at it. They soon came face to face in the park with a couple who must have seemed scarcely more real. The teenage mother who reported the incident to the police told the newspaper they wore rubber masks depicting pigs' heads and they started screaming and waving a green laser. Laser beam hit one of the teens in the face, and the children rushed back home, shaken but luckily unharmed. The masked shooters, who also wore T-shirts labeled King and Queen, were next spotted by incredulous motorists as they had sex beside the Hamlet water wheel. Traffic backed up on the highway as some drivers slowed down and others clambered out of their cars to behold the bizarre spectacle, one motorist told the paper. Police didn't care so much about the traffic jam, she said, but Officer Daniel Hagthorpe was concerned about the alleged laser attack and the public sex, pointing out someone with a green laser can cause injury if it hits the eyes, and the water wheel sex could be considered sexual harassment if anyone took offense. The couple's identity and whereabouts remain unknown. So they did this while the entire time they were wearing the pig mask, Rob.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's crazy. There's a lot, right?
There's really a lot going on there. They were wearing pig masks. They were shooting teenagers playing Pokemon Go with lasers.
Right.
They decided to have sex. They had sex by the water wheel.
Water wheel. Right?
What's crazy to me is stories related to Pokemon Go are still making headlines, considering, I mean, it's been out for what, over 3 years now?
Mm-hmm. And last week, didn't we cover the guy with eight phones in his car playing Pokemon too? I don't think he saw any sex wheels.
Yeah, and this story just happened on August 16th. This is August 16th of August here.
Well, Sweden, so that's really yesterday because of the time difference.
Oh, yeah. It's quite a time difference.
Yeah, yesterday was the 16th of August. I'll tell you that much. That much I know. I would ask Siri, but she won't understand it.
Did you happen to notice the date of the article? It's all right. They won't know. They won't know the article's 3 years old. It's fine. I'm like, as you're reading, I'm like, really? Pokemon Go? Like, that's... And then I looked, it says it's the 16th of August, 2016. I'm like, all right, well,
I didn't read that far.
We're just going to pretend this is brand new news.
It is.
It's all right.
It is. It's
all right.
It's still news. It doesn't matter when it happened. No, the Titanic going down is news. It doesn't matter.
That's true. That's very true. That's very true.
Oh, well. It's still this one's yours. No pig masks.
No pig masks in this episode. But you know what it does have? It has public sex, so that's good. So, and oh boy. So what's funny is I've actually seen, I've heard about this article. I haven't read it.
And I'm a pretty hip young mom, okay?
So this, why did you have to bring my mom into this? So this story brings us to Connecticut, where an 85-year-old woman was caught having sex in public.
With?
Five elderly men. There was an 85-year-old involved in a gangbang in a wooded area in Connecticut with a bunch of old men, by the way, which are all younger than she is. She was the oldest of the five.
Well, she's an octogenarian, Rob. I don't know if you know that.
Well, you know, I would think so at her age of 80. Five that she would be an octogenarian. And my assumption is that somebody who's lived through eight decades or is 80 years old. Anyway, so Connecticut.
Yeah. Weird shit in Connecticut.
An octogenarian. Five elderly men were arrested after they were allegedly caught having sex in a woodland in Connecticut. The United States said last week, Connecticut, in the United States, the actual country didn't make a comment on this. So another question is, you got four guys and a woman. Mm-hmm. Like, were they all just there for just the woman?
I guess so.
You got to think. I mean, it seems a little bit homoerotic to me, but anyway. Police say they busted the senior citizens getting hot and heavy at the Grace Richardson Conservation Area in Fairfield during a police crackdown on public hookups in the area. The Connecticut Post identified the frisky locals as Joyce Butler, 85, the sole woman participating in the orgy, her husband Richard Butler, 82, Daniel Dobbins, 67, Otto Williams, 62, Charles Ardito, 75, and the baby of the group, John Linnartz, who's only 62 years old.
Oh,
so 62-year-old just banging away at an 85-year-old. Six men were arrested and charged with breach of peace. Dobbins and Linnartz have additionally been charged with public indecency because the other ones were more decent. According to the Connecticut Post, Dobbins was previously charged with second-degree breach of peace by Connecticut police. Witnesses say they spotted him walking around a park naked before police found him inside his car with his shirt and shorts draped over him and no underwear. The sextet was later released and will appear in court at a later date. Authorities decided to increase surveillance at the Grace Richardson Conservation following complaints about lewd and sexual activity taking place in the vicinity earlier this month. On August 9th of this year, concerned citizens called the cops to report a public hookup happening in the wooded area. Boy, I bet they did it. They had no idea what they were rocking into, right? The Connecticut Times reports that the Grace Richardson Conservation is listed online as a popular spot for public sex.
Oh, boy.
That's if you look it up on Yelp, it talks all about it, probably. Best places to fuck in Connecticut. The park has been advertised.
It's not a big state.
Yeah. No, it's not Connecticut, but the what state is it that you could marry your siblings now?
Yeah. Alexa, what state can I marry my siblings? I think it was New Jersey.
Sounds right.
Sorry, I don't know that.
Of course.
Okay. It's for the best.
No surprise.
The park has been advertised in at least one city hookup guide as a meetup spot alongside other Fairfield locations, including a commuter parking lot and a local McDonald's.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, boy.
Got the there. Grease.
Yeah, get your jollies off. Go get a Big Mac. Police say they will continue to monitor those sites as well as internet listings in order to keep public spaces appropriate and safe. Man, look at that. Still got it. 85 years old.
Yeah.
Still got it. 85-year-old getting spit roasted in the middle of a wooded area in Connecticut.
Wearing a pig mask, I hope.
Oh, she's got one in each side, and she's probably got her hands busy at the same time. Probably taking care of all four of them all at the same time. She's been places, though. She's experienced.
Yeah. Just trying to get it all in. Cut it off the bucket list.
Yeah. You don't know how much. Grandma's bucket list. Getting spit roasted while giving double hand jobs in the woods at the conservatory.
Oh, man.
Hey, what's next?
Well, this next one's going to take us up to our neighbors in Canada. And this is from the Toronto Sun. Now, this guy is pretty genius. This guy decided he was not only going to break in somewhere, but he was going to create his own wanted poster while he was there. When the man left a photocopy of his face after an alleged break-in, the cops say, the man who allegedly broke into a commercial property and left a photocopy of his face behind. Toronto police said they were called to a property in the Dufferton Street in Riddell Avenue area on Friday for a break and enter. They say a man illegally entered the commercial property, ate some food, leaving the remains behind. That's kind of gross. It makes me think of he probably ate chicken and leave the bones, I guess. I don't know what the remains are. It's believed the man also took a photocopy of his face and left it inside the property before leaving. Anyone with information is asked to contact police. 416-808-1300 or Crime Stoppers. So we'll put his face in the show art there in case you happen to see him. You can let us know.
What if we help solve the crime?
Well, I think we do every week, usually with these stories.
They look at his face, they say, holy shit, that's fucking Al. That's Al right there.
I just saw him in the woods banging an old chick.
He always goes to the concerts at the school, but doesn't have any kids. There he is right there. I'd say let's call in an anonymous tip to police, but I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
Yeah. Well, he's wearing a pretty sweet hat, too. I don't know what they call those.
I mean, the good news is they probably trace it back to you. So
yeah. Well, I was going to say that, but I didn't want to get you any ideas. And I'm glad the next one's yours, knowing your feelings on this topic.
This is, oh man. So I've also seen this story and it makes me want to fucking just vomit or just wear earmuffs to bed every night.
Why don't you tell us, Rob? Why?
So a woman, and I forget where the fuck she is. Let's see here.
Does it matter?
It does. No, it was Missouri because I checked. I checked to see where it was, so I knew it wasn't Michigan. It's Missouri, where a woman thinks she has water in her ear.
But it's not, Rob. It's not water.
The doctors find a spider.
Yeah. What kind of spider? It's a
fucking brown recluse. Find a venomous brown recluse spider.
Like inside, a deadly spider.
Inside her fucking ear. Oh, God. Oh, no. Okay. Susie Torres left medical professionals baffled.
Yeah, she did.
When they first checked her ear, expecting to find some trapped water. However, in closer inspection, the nurse discovered that what she believed to be an insect burrowed inside Torres's ear. At that point, Torres had no idea what kind of creature lay in her ear, so she stayed calm, then in panic, when more doctors came in to inspect her.
It's a spider, Rob.
She came in and told me it was a spider. They had a few tools and worked their magic and got it. Doctors later informed Torres that it actually been a highly venomous brown recluse spider hiding inside her ear. Oh, Jesus. Fortunately, after checkup, doctors were able to confirm that she hadn't been bitten by the dangerous creature. Can you imagine being bitten by a brown recluse, like, inside your ear? Like, it just, would just fucking melt your ear off, right? Like that.
Yeah.
Because, oh, God. Oh, boy. Bite from a recluse. The pictures, this is tough for me. Like, I don't care about spiders that much, but, it's just venomous ones.
Yeah.
I ever tell you a story about the when we were in Myrtle Beach at the playground and the kid brought me a Black Widow spider. You
did. What's this? Why is it hairy?
Yeah, I told you that, right?
You did. I don't remember the details.
No, we're at the playground, and he brings it to me on a little fucking stick. The stick's like 6 inches long, and it's kind of like in a web. Like he twined the web up at the end of the stick, and the spider's still on it. He's like, "Hey, look what I found! I found a Black Widow spider." I go, "Oh, you sure did. You need to kill that thing. Go ahead and just
get some matches.
Yeah, let's put that on the ground and just stomp real hard and make sure it's good and dead." And like he fucked with it for a couple more minutes too. I'm like, "Where are your parents? Your parents should be telling you, hey, little Timmy. I don't know what his name was. Hey, little Timmy, maybe don't play with the spider that could kill you." But, you know, that's just me. That's what I would do with my kids. Don't play with venomous spiders. You know, there are other things at the playground you can play with that aren't going to, you know, if it bites you, you could fucking lose your hand or die. But anyway, here we go.
And keep your hands over your ears.
Okay. Bite from a recluse spider can result in itching, muscle pain, increased sweating. It's fucking necrosis, right? Headaches, nausea, fever, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The organization suggests seeking treatment from a medical professional should anyone suspect they've received a bite from a venomous spider. Although Taurus doesn't know where the spider came from or how it managed to get into her ear.
Yeah.
She's revealed she'll now be taking precautions to protect her ears from creepy crawlies when she sleeps in the future. I went and put some cotton balls in my ear last night because I did not have any earplugs. I'm pretty terrified of spiders. Brown recluse spiders are usually between 6 and 20 millimeters. However, they can grow to be bigger. Although they're most commonly light to medium brown in color, they can change from a whitish color to a dark brown or blackish gray. They are nicknamed the fiddleback spider because of the black marking down the side, down their side, which looks like a violin. Adult brown recluse spiders usually live between 1 and 2 years, so had medical professionals not intervened, Susie may have been stuck with the unwanted inhabitant in her ear for some time. Let's move on. This is a great story. Great. I'm glad you put that on the show.
It's nice to be able to time those, put those in the order of my preference.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
My sister's not a big fan of spiders either.
Who's this fan of spiders? Nobody. They're fucking
that kid that brought you the hairy spider on the stick. He likes them.
That kid.
He might
have to say that about a child, but fuck him. Get that away from me. Get that away from me. Go find your parents and have them tell you about
Timmy
poisonous spiders and how you shouldn't play with them.
Yeah, it's true. It's not a good idea.
What's next?
Our final story. Going to take us down to the great state of Mississippi and our friends at World News Daily Report.
Great.
We always like to close with them because they've got the stories that nobody else is covering. This week's story takes us again to Mississippi, where a man who was legally sold to the circus as a baby is still owned by the company. A man who was sold to the circus, a traveling circus, at the age of 3 in 1993 by his mother, has been ordered by the court to pay back the sum of $1.2 million before he can get his freedom back. Jared Arnold, 28, was sold in 1993 to the owner of Circus Magicus, Todd Bentley, by his mother, Tamara Lee Arnold. The contract specified at the time that M. Bentley took legal ownership of Jared until his 21st birthday, after which he would have to pay all expenses for which Circus Magnus had taken care of, and thus would be set free. He just has to repay what he cost us in the 21 years of his life, and then he's free to go, the owner said. I understand my mother had addiction problems at the time, and M. Bentley possibly saved my life, but a wage of $9 an hour, I'll be shoveling elephant shit for the next 53 years if I have to repay this, he said in court. Jared Arnold first recalled the many jobs he had during his 20 years with the circus, which he left 5 years ago at the age of 23. I first dressed up as a midget. Then I learned to juggle with fire and explosives before I burned myself and eventually became an acrobat.
How do you dress up as a midget? Alexa, add midget costume to my shopping list.
I've put magic costume on your shopping list.
Magic Maybe costume, Rob.
It's got to be. It'd be have to be magical to make me look like a midget. So,
a back injury left me paralyzed when I fell from 30 feet, and there are hospital bills I'm still paying today, he explained. The number of injuries led Jared's adoptive father, Todd Bentley, to pay over $585,000 in hospital fees. Judge Andrew Neal told Arnold that the contract was clear and legal according to Mississippi laws at the time, and it was only fair that he would pay back his hospital bills and living fees since M. Bentley was not his biological father and agreed upon certain terms to take responsibility for the young infant at the time. Judge Neal also allowed the defendant to keep his job as a Starbucks barista, where he presently works as a paralyzed barista, to pay off his debt towards Circus Magicus, explaining that as long as he paid back his debt, he could work wherever he wanted. Arnold's lawyer pleaded the judge to reduce his client's debt, claiming that at his current wage, it would take the defendant over 28 years to pay back his debt, but the demand was swiftly denied by the judge.
You know, you got to repay your debts.
That's true.
That circus raised him.
It did. Yeah, take it to the Supreme Court. Stop playing with the racist judge. Was it even legal for the mother to sell the child into slavery in the 1990s, just like you said?
Yeah, I told you.
The circus, they do weird stuff, Rob. I don't think they have rules.
She human trafficked her own son.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she did. World news. Hard-hitting.
Yeah. It is really hard-hitting. It's hard-hitting just like some of these other ones. I don't know if you heard about Ray. Ray. You're not Ray. You're Robert. Hey, buddy. Did you hear about the cosmetic lab employee who admitted he ejaculated in tanks of face cream? I mean,
I didn't.
It probably helps. I don't know.
Well, shit. That was a hard-hitting week.
Yeah, a lot going on in the world in different, you know, in August of, you know, whatever year.
I'm still hungry, by the way. My hunger pangs have not gone away, even though I've finished two of these 10% beers.
You should go. I mean, they're tiny beers. That's why you need like four of those.
10 ounces. 10 ounces. Yeah. But that's sometimes when you go to the brewery, they give you the different beers, you pick them, and they'll tell you what size glass they'll put in. Sometimes it is 10 ounces you get, and you feel kind of cheated. This is really good. That's you should true. Go
Especially
over to
if it's a particularly strong beer.
Yeah,
they'll give you the smaller little glasses.
Yeah, I don't feel the 10% very much either, but that's all right. It's good. Head over to your friend's Napa. You got to work tomorrow. You might as well go to Napa Valley, pick up some.
I don't know what that has to do with it because I don't work anywhere near Napa Valley.
Well, I thought you did. Because how do you get there? Is it closer to your house?
My car. It's not really. It's about 6 or 7 miles away from my house.
Well, that's nothing.
And it's even further away from my office. No, it's not. It's just it. The problem with it is I literally never have to go that way for anything.
Yeah. No, so that's how Norm's is for
it's
me.
It's a destination place for me. But then like if I tried to go there after work, that would be a real bitch to get to after work. No, I don't even want to try that. So literally I have to do it when I have time. I like during the weekend or something like that. And then the weekends are all filled with shit. I'll try to get there soon though. I do like Napa Valley because that's just, you know, I just grab a handbasket and just start walking through there and pulling shit off the shelves. It's fun.
Well, that sounds good. Well, hopefully everything works out. We'll be able to do this again next week.
Yeah, man. We're on a fucking roll now. We got a volley going on here, so we should probably just continue to, you know, let it keep going. So, yeah,
I hope so.
God willing, we'll have another episode.
Yeah. Well, we'll see you then.
110. Yeah. See you next week, my friend.
All right, bye.
This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. Oh, words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com, stop being a little bitch, and just own up and do it.